Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 39 of our 50 days to Shavuot. Looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 39, Supreme Creator over all. Colossians 1:16-17. By him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Yeshua, Supreme Creator. Here we see Rav Shaul establishing that Yeshua's part in creation is part of the Godhead and unity of Elohim. Here as well, once again, the Apostolic Scriptures establish Yeshua's connection to his Father, Yahweh, in the act of creation. The Word does not allow for us to accept Yeshua as only a man, which many cults do. Yes, he laid aside his deity to become a man, so he could redeem mankind, but this does not diminish the fact, as shown in these Scriptures, and title of his preexistence with the Father and his divinity. Going on to Colossians 1:18-20, also he is head of the body, the Messianic community. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might hold first place in everything. For it pleased God to have his full being live in his Son, and through his Son to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace through him, through having his Son shed his blood by being executed on a stake. Yeshua, like Adam, is a visible image of the invisible God. Genesis 1:26-27 states, "Let us make man in our image." Such comparisons are not unknown in Judaism. A 14th century midrash by Rabbi David ben Aram of Aden says, "There were 24 good qualities in the world, but sin caused them to all disappear. In the future, at the end of days, the Holy One, blessed be He, will restore them to Israel, and they are the image and 23 others." Midrash Haggadol Breshit. It can be found also in Raphael Patey, the Messianic Text, page 263. A note in the Messiah text explains that the image refers to Genesis 1:26. Compare with 1 Corinthians 15:49, just as we have borne the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Also 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Messiah, who is the image of God. Hebrews 1:3, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sin, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Again, it says he is supreme over all creation. Greek prostokos pasis kitsios, alternatively and more literally, firstborn of all creation. Colossians 1:16-17 name three ways in which God is supreme and attribute them to Yeshua the Messiah. This is typical of how the New Testament shows the divine aspect of Yeshua's nature while avoiding the direct statement, Yeshua is God. The Messiah is the firstborn of a new humanity through being the first to be resurrected from the dead. This is clearly the sense of protokos. In Colossians 1:18, but this sense does not fit here because of what follows in Colossians 1:16-17, even though it is consistent with the preceding allusion to Adam. If one chooses firstborn of instead of supreme over, the phrase firstborn of all creation does not mean that Yeshua was the first created being, but speaks of his eternal sonship. Yeshua's firstbornness does not merely antedate the creation of the material world, but is essential and eternal element of the inner nature of God. timelessly and eternally, the Word of God who became flesh in Yeshua the Messiah, John 1:1, John 1:14, is in the relationship of firstborn son to the Father. This is a necessary part of God's description of himself. Again, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Colossians 1:15 to 20 are largely equivalent to Hebrews 1:2-3. The Word is God's Son, to whom he has given ownership of everything and through whom he created the universe. This Son is the radiance of the Shekinah, the very expression of God's essence, upholding all that exists by his powerful word. And after he had, through himself, made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Ha-Gudullah Ba-Mi-Romim, the greatness on high. Jewish New Testament Commentary, David Stern. John 1:1-3, again, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things are made through him, and apart from him, nothing that was made has come into being. In the beginning was the Word. The language echoes the first sentence of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Thus the Tanakh lays the groundwork for Yochanan's statement that the Word was with God and was God. In John 1:14 we learn that this Word is Yeshua the Messiah himself. Moreover, at Revelation 19:13, Yeshua is explicitly called the Word of God. Word translate Greek logos. While logos had a role in pagan Gnosticism as one of the steps through which people work their way up to God, and as such found its way into numerous Jewish and Christian heresies. Here it does not bespeak a pagan intrusion into the New Testament, as some suppose. Rather, it corresponds to the Aramaic memra, also word, a technical theological term used by the rabbis in the centuries before and after Yeshua when speaking of God's expression of himself. In the Septuagint, logos translates Hebrew devar, which can mean not only word, but thing or matter. Hence, the Messianic Jew Richard Wurmbrand has suggested this midrashic understanding of the initial phrase of the verse, in the beginning was the real thing. Thus, the Messiah existed before all creation. In fact, he was involved in creation. The Talmud too teaches the Messiah's pre-existence, according to a Bararita, an undescribed teaching from the Midrashic period, rabbis who were known as Tanaim. It was taught that seven things were created before the world was created. They are the Torah, repentance, the Garden of Eden, Gehenna, and the throne of glory, the temple, and the name of Messiah. The name of the Messiah, as it is written, may his name, as understood here, the name of the Messiah endure forever. May his name produce prior to the Son. Peskim 54:8, Nadarim 39a, also Midrash on Psalm 93:3. Write down your personal thoughts of Yeshua, Supreme Creator over all. Today's blessing. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 39 days, which are 5 weeks and 4 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo Yeshua Bo, Shalom.